The president now saying he never intended to get out of Syria right away.
We're going to be removing our troops. I never said we're doing it that quickly.
But 3 weeks ago, he shocked U.S. allies, prompting a dramatic resignation from Defense Secretary Jim Mattis by saying ISIS was defeated and he was pulling American troops out in a month.
We've beaten them badly. We've taken back the land. And now it's time for our troops to come back home.
In Iraq over Christmas, the president agreed to give the military 4 months. But now National Security Advisor John Bolton on damage control, telling Israel there is no timetable for withdrawal and demanding that Turkey not target U.S. allies, the Kurds, before the U.S. leaves.
I applaud the president for reevaluating what he's doing.
Another complication, U.S. officials say there are still thousands of ISIS fighters in Syria. Only today, the Kurds saying they captured two Americans among them.
This has caused a big problem for U.S. allies, whether it's Europeans who are part of the counter-ISIS campaign or allies in the region such as Israel.
U.S. officials are also scrambling on what to do with hundreds of ISIS prisoners in Syria who could go free if the U.S. leaves, appealing to other countries to take them, even thinking about sending them to Guantanamo.